This story is brought to you by the Alliance Kiwanis Club. Soap, soap, don't forget the soap. An Appalachian folk tale, retold by Tom Birdseye. Up in the mountains of North Carolina, way back in Sassafras Hollow, there once was a boy with such a poor memory, some say he'd forget his own name. Plug! Plug Honeycutt! Folks would yell when they saw him walk by. Plug Honeycutt would stop and look around. Plug! Hey, Plug! It's you being talked to, Plug. Plug would take off his floppy-brimmed hat. He'd scratch his head and think. Plug, he'd say, Plug. But only after what seemed like forever would that forgetful boy finally remember that he was named Plug, and that someone was saying howdy do to him. He'd wave real friendly, but right quick he'd lose track of why he was waving. Because, you see, no one was as forgetful as Plug. But Plug Honeycutt's mama loved her only son. Come one particular bath day, when she found out she was out of soap, she sent him to the store with some money. Now, don't forget, Plug, she said with the faith that only a mother could have. Soap, soap, don't forget the soap. Plug smiled at his mama and said he wouldn't forget. No, ma'am. He lit out of the door saying, soap, soap, don't forget the soap. Soap, soap, don't forget the soap, to help himself remember. Well, this worked mighty fine, at least until Plug got to the muddy old creek. Halfway over, though, balancing on a slippery stepping stone, Plug spied a big bullfrog, and just like that, he up and forgot about the soap. Plug took off his floppy-brimmed hat, scratched his head, and thought. But that didn't help none, because, as you're sure to remember, no one was as forgetful as Plug. Just about then, an old woman came by on her way to a quilting bee. She carefully put her foot on a stepping stone and mighty nearly slipped and fell into the muddy old creek. Ooh-wee, she said. That stepping stone's as slick as soap. Plug's eyes lit up. Soap, he yelled. Soap, soap. Don't forget the soap. The old woman was so startled at the sound of Plug's voice, she plumb lost her balance and fell, kersplat, into the creek. Mad as that made her, she reached up and pulled Plug in too, dunking him twice for good measure. What a mess I've become, but now you're one too, the old woman hollered. Then she climbed out of the creek and stormed off. Plug hauled himself out and tried to remember what his mama had sent him to do. He even took off his hat, scratched his head, and thought. But, as you're sure to remember, no one was as forgetful as Plug. All he could think of was what the old woman had yelled. So down the road he went, saying just that. What a mess I've become, but now you're one too. What a mess I've become, but now you're one too. It wasn't more than two bumps and a bend in the road later that Plug Honeycutt came upon a boy who had tumbled tail past tea kettle over his bicycle handlebars. He landed upside down in the blackberry brambles with a basket of eggs on his head. And there came Plug, saying, what a mess I've become, but now you're one too. What a mess I've become, but now you're one too. This didn't sit too kindly with the boy in the blackberry brambles, who thought Plug was making fun of him. Up he jumped and grabbed Plug, cracking his one remaining egg on Plug's floppy-brimmed hat. Then he threw Plug into all those troublesome stickers. So there, he hollered. Look who's in a fix now. Poor Plug, those thorns weren't gentle with his clothes or his hide either. If he'd been in a mess before, he was a real mess now. He untangled himself and crawled back out onto the road. But, of course, he couldn't remember then what he hadn't remembered before. Because, as you're sure to remember, no one was as forgetful as Plug. So instead of saying, soap, soap, don't forget the soap, 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 don't forget the soap, off he went, saying what he'd heard last instead. Look who's in a fix now, look who's in a fix now. Down the road a piece, a tree had fallen on top of an unfortunate farmer's truck. Plug hobbled up on the scene, still saying, look who's in a fix now, look who's in a fix now. The farmer, of course, took it all wrong. He wasn't in the best of moods, what with a tree on top of his truck and all. And thinking Plug was making fun of him got him even more riled. He grabbed Plug by the collar and marched him right over to the truck, where he made Plug saw that tree in the firewood and loaded on his truck. Nothing on top and better off for it, growled the farmer as he drove away an hour later. Poor Plug. But then he was covered with all manner of sawdust and sweat and truck grease and grime, that besides the mud and the egg and the blackberry scratches, and he couldn't remember what his mama sent him out for either. All he could recollect was what the farmer had said. So off he lit toward the town, saying just that. Nothing on top and better off for it. Nothing on top and better off for it. Land sakes alive, if Plug's troubles weren't enough, along came a man so bald on top, the birds were blinded by the sun reflecting off his scalp. And there came Plug, saying, nothing on top, better off for it. Nothing on top, better off for it. The man thought Plug was mocking him for his hairless head. He reached over and snared Plug quicker than a frog does a fly.
Look a here, you, the bald man scolded. I'm growing me a fine beard on my chin, and I ain't got nothing on top. You could at least have said you look nice with hair on your face.
He was so mad he pulled Plug's hat right down over his ears. Poor Plug. He was covered with mud, egg, scratches, sawdust, sweat, grease, and grime, and now his hat was ruined. He started to cry and streaked it all with tears. But as sure you're sure to remember, no one was as forgetful as Plug. So as he went sniffing into town, he still couldn't recall what his mama had said. Sent him for. Instead of saying, soap, soap, don't forget the soap, 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 don't forget the soap, he could only think of what the bearded bald man had hollered.
You look nice with hair on your face.
And that was what he said. You look nice with hair on your face. You look nice with hair on your face. To the mayor's wife. Poor Plug. The mayor's wife was the prissiest lady in town, always fussing with her lipstick and such, and admiring herself in any mirror handy.
Why, you!
She shrieked and grabbed him by the ear. She shook him so hard his eyeballs rattled.
I ought to wash your mouth out with soap for saying such a thing to me.
At the sound of the word soap, Plug lit up like Methuselah's birthday cake.
Soap, he cried. Soap, soap, don't forget the soap.
Plug ran straight to the general store and bought some soap. Then he hot-footed it home, shouting to his mama, soap, soap, don't forget the soap. He was so proud he'd remember. Soap, soap, don't forget the soap. Why, thank you, dear, Plug's mama said. She looked him up and down. I'd say soap is just what we need. And from that day on, as you're sure to remember, Plug Honeycutt never forgot a thing his mama told him. Not ever again for the rest of his life.